Yo, welcome to Crypto 101, the average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we have on two more amazing projects in the crypto space. First one, we have Travala. Book hotels online using cryptocurrency on what they call a hybrid platform.
To give you an example of that, it currently costs us 2% less to take a cryptocurrency transaction and pay our supplier in fiat currency to take fiat currency and send that to the supplier.
And also, do you want to make your own tokens for your own loyalty programs or your own incentives for your tribe? Well, OST platform allows you to do that.
Launch a branded digital currency to their users. And so we immediately, we renamed the company, Simple Token, which became Open Simple Token OST, is what OST stands for.
And I'm excited to get into these conversations with their CEOs or founders to give you a one-on-one on these projects. But before we get into that, wherever you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you're subscribed. Leave us a rating and a comment. It helps us out. Patrons, we love your support. And please, if you want to become a patron, check out our Patreon page. There we will give you all kinds of extra bonuses for being a patron and part of the Crypto 101 community. Speaking of communities, go to the Facebook community, Crypto 101. You'll see us there. Join the conversation with a bunch of people there to advocate for cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, and have a little fun. I want to say thank you to Randy and Harry for editing these episodes. And just a reminder, this is not financial advice, trading advice, investment advice, or personal advice. Now, without further ado, we're going to start with Travala. We'll see you after the show. Matt Luchinsky, CEO and co-founder of Travala. Welcome to Crypto 101, sir.
Hey, Matthew. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, man. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks. Cheers.
All right, man. Hey, you know what? I know you're sitting in Vietnam, but you don't have a Vietnamese accent.
No, I don't. I'm actually British.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, dude. How's that Brexit treating you, man?
Oh, I'm glad I'm not there. That's all I can say.
Man, that was a low blow. I'm going to take that one out. No, I might keep it in. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But hey, what we're going to do today is I was on your site yesterday, and honestly, haven't heard about your site before, Travala. So I was on there. I was looking at different hotels in different cities around the world because I wanted to price it out. You know what? You have not only I think every hotel that I would want to stay at. I'm a little bit of a wuss when it comes to staying at hotels. I like to stay at better hotels when I'm traveling. So I was looking at the hotels I usually stay at. You had them all on there. Great prices. And I'm not just shilling it, but I was surprised that I didn't hear about you before. So I'm excited to talk about what you're doing with crypto and your platform. But before we get into all of that, man, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so myself, I actually only finished university last June, so I'm very fresh. I'm only 24. The Travala project actually came around from, it was 2 years ago when I initially went traveling while still at university, and I met my other co-founder, Steve, who was a marketing director at a cruise and hotel company. Now, I had been in crypto since 2012, from buying and selling at a young age in college through to moving to university and carrying that on. Quite a few of my friends were mining Bitcoin at the time. Now, from that and the knowledge that I picked up over the years, and Steve as well had also been in the crypto space. Once we met and we started talking about different things that we could do together, because we were talking about, we wanted to do a startup and in the travel industry and how could we apply blockchain and crypto and create like a cool concept. And then Travala was actually born. So that was 2 years ago now. I didn't go back to university. I stayed in Vietnam, continued to carry on and work and finish my degree whilst I was away and create Travala into what it is today. And that's how it was born. And that's a little bit about myself.
Right on, man. Right on. So Travala was born in Vietnam. You were traveling. You decided to stay. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
So you decided to stay in Vietnam and you met your co-founder. So it's Matt and Steve. You guys are just on the grind. You said, you know what? We can do this better. We can do it on the blockchain. First of all, before I start asking questions about the product, what is it?
What is it? Travala is a global travel booking marketplace that essentially provides access to hotel bookings right now to anybody. And that anybody means anybody with any kind of asset, cryptocurrency, fiat currency, and provide global access. So everyone in the world should be able to access it. Now, that also means that we'll be going down the routes of allowing access through like WeChat Pay, Zolo Pay, all different channels of payment methods we will accept. We currently now have 40 different cryptocurrencies. We have PayPal, credit and debit card, and we'll be expanding that into all localized currencies and, you know, different channels of like, say, WeChat Pay, like I mentioned. So that's sort of a bit about Traveller in a brief nutshell.
So why are you integrating so many payment methods? Okay, fine. I get it with different currencies. I get it with the US dollar, and you need to be localized. You need to have the prices in, you know, the pound or the euro or the dong or whatever. You need to have it in because that's where people are shopping in. But why did you choose to go crypto?
One reason is we see the growth in the market, and we've seen it already from the time period that myself and Steve have been involved in crypto. Now, we only see this growing. All the statistics showcase that cryptocurrency is going to be used more and more and more and more, especially when it becomes more accessible to people and they're able to actually, you know, for example, let's look at Bitcoin Cash through the Bitcoin.com wallet. Users can literally buy it straight from their card from the app right now. And in the future, cryptocurrency will be cheaper to use for the user than what fiat currency was. To give you an example of that, it currently costs us 2% less to take a cryptocurrency transaction and pay our supplier in fiat currency than it does for us to take fiat currency and send that to the supplier.
Okay.
And that's already, that's what it's like right now. So in the future, we're expecting that to grow and become even lower.
And I would assume that's very, very different depending if they pay you with Bitcoin opposed to, say, what else do you have on your platform?
Bitcoin, Tron, Ripple, Tron,
Ethereum, yeah. Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, BNB, all those. It's actually, for us, it's the same fee. It costs us the same amount to transact whichever currency it is. So
your motivation for using cryptocurrencies is just because you're predicting the future. You're like, hey, this is a thing. Better incorporate this now than try to struggle like all these other companies are going to do to take cryptocurrency once it becomes more and more mainstream.
Yeah, exactly. And what we're also doing is we are building out our own payment flow and our own payment system. So in future, what we do hope to be able to do is, you know, we can show Traveller as sort of a proof of concept for an e-commerce online platform and also monetize the payment solution through the crypto. So it will essentially create like a whole different flow for Traveller in the future as we build and grow.
So is Traveller on the blockchain, or is it just like a centralized system that is just accepting cryptocurrency?
So it's actually, we actually call it a hybrid solution. So we are part centralized because we make sure that we take benefits of things like, you know, being able to log in with Facebook and Google, which is really important for customer acquisition. And because we know that, you know, as much as a decentralized solution is really, really cool for security, and like it's a really cool like thing to talk about in the crypto space, like it really isn't accessible for the majority of users.
No, it isn't. Right.
It just doesn't make sense for us to do that. Especially when the travel industry is so big, it dwarfs the crypto industry. So there's that side of it. And, you know, if we want to focus on those customers, then we have to make sure that we have this hybrid solution. Now, that said, the platform is underpinned by the native AVA token, which is the cryptocurrency that Traveller has created. And it actually allows and verifies different functions that happen on the platform, such as when a user makes a booking, or when a user refers someone to the platform, or when the user activates a specific smart membership that we have on the platform with the token. And this is all verified through smart contracts, and it actually underpins a token incentivization system. So the user can actually gain tokens, cryptocurrency AVA tokens, back to themselves for performing these specific tasks.
Okay, so how does the AVA token get value? And I'm asking this from experience. I know a lot of companies in the space, what they do is they, you know, have maybe 10 billion tokens. They put 2 billion in circulation, 8 billion. They're just kind of like hanging out. And all they do is give out tokens, diluting their share over time by giving people pseudo rewards, for example. And these tokens really don't have value. They're just saying they have value because they're putting them back into the system. And people are saying, oh, I got more tokens. But there's no value behind that. What is the value incentive or the structure behind it that allows these tokens to appreciate over time? And is it coming from bookings? Is it coming from a bit of money that's coming into the company and you're putting it back into the tokens? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so a certain percentage of every booking goes back towards for us to buy back the token. Now, what we have created, and I'll just discuss now how the economy of the token works. So we accept AVA token as a payment method. That's our initial way for the token to be brought into the platform. So users can come and spend AVA on Travala for a booking. Now, once it's brought into the platform, we then give out the AVA token, for example, a referral. Now, a referral will incur right now $20 worth of AVA tokens for a successful referral, which is industry standard in terms of USD value. It's actually higher than Booking.com, what Booking.com give out for a referral. So it's quite a substantial amount just for simply inviting someone to the platform. Now, the give back, that's based on a percentage of the booking value. So it's right now, if you don't hold any AVA tokens in the smart membership program, you will be given 2% of your booking back in AVA tokens. So it's all done on percentages and real world value USD amount for the token, rather than like microtransactions of the AVA token, if that makes sense.
So I was looking at a couple of 5-star hotels in Shanghai the other day. They're $100 a night. Super amazing deal. So you're saying $2 of that booking, if I booked it for one night, will come back to me in AVA token.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. And that's without you activating the smart membership program. Now, if you activated the smart membership program from and you held some up to 5,000 AVA, you would actually incur 5% give back in AVA tokens and also 5% discount off the booking as well. So it actually end up costing you $90 rather than $100.
No shit. Okay. So, and then once I accumulate all of that AVA, I can book more hotels with that AVA.
Yeah. You can book more hotels with it. You can take it off the platform. You can do whatever you want with it. Actually, it becomes yours. It becomes your asset. And that's sort of taking it away from and sort of tackling a problem that we saw with loyalty programs or points programs. You can't actually do anything with them once you've got them from the platform.
Right.
And we are seeing that in the industry. Just a quick brief thing. I had a call with Airbus recently. They reached out because they were interested in creating a real valued loyalty program. And, you know, once I explained the concept, they were like, they're really interested in building something like what we've built. So that's just one big corporation that we happen to know about. We can see this becoming more and more and more a thing, especially when it's an awesome piece of innovation.
Can you swap tokens on your platform, say AVA to BTC?
No, not currently. We aren't integrated directly with any exchanges in the platform, but this may be something that we do in the future.
Interesting. So basically AVA is a loyalty program.
Yeah.
Okay. So none of the bookings, however, you said are ran on the blockchain. So if you confirm a booking, it's on the blockchain. Why do you need to have it confirmed on the blockchain?
Well, the way our system works, it's not necessarily run on the blockchain, but every booking and every action that's taken to give out like the AVA token, which is like most with every booking or every referral or whatnot, it's all verified through smart contracts, so we can sort of monitor that the token's being given out correctly.
Okay, so it's just for monitoring the token issuance, not exactly to put your booking in the blockchain for verification purposes or confirmation.
Yeah, exactly. It actually wouldn't make sense to do that because
it wouldn't.
the amount of data that it is that it would require to do that, it just simply doesn't make sense, and it's not actually feasible to do it.
And this is the first time I've heard of a token built on the Neo platform, I think. You're Neo, right?
Yeah, we are a NEP5, yes.
All right. Now, who else is using Neo by any chance?
We have a partner called NOS who are using Neo, NOS.io. Nash, the latest probably one of the best decentralized exchanges that has been built, built by some guys from the city of Zion. Those guys, their token's built on the next token is built on Neo as well. And there's a couple others. I think there's about 40 different projects in total.
Okay, right on. I got to start doing my homework then. How's the Neo platform working for you?
It's good. There's been a few glitches in the past, but I mean, there's been that with every blockchain right now. I guess it's, you know, everything's new, everything's it's interesting to start with. You know, there's always going to be bugs in different systems. You know, it's moving together really well. We're really happy with it, and you know, most players in the industry seem to be as well.
So why did you choose to use Neo over other platforms? I mean, it's pretty easy to, you know, make an ERC-20, use Ethereum, but you chose Neo. Did you have a partner? Did you know somebody at Neo? Was that just the most accessible one at the time?
Yeah, so it is the most accessible. It's the different languages that you're able to code on Neo, you know, far, far more than what Ethereum holds. The scalability of Ethereum is an issue right now, and it has been for the 2-year period that we've been building Travala. You know, it's the difference of running on 15 transactions per second to, you know, 500 to 1,000 transactions per second. And that's just right now. And we can obviously, you know, we are expecting Ethereum to scale. We are expecting Neo to scale further. So that's, you know, that was one of the big decisions for us to make sure that we're big enough and we're on a big enough blockchain that's scaled already, because we knew that we were going to be building something very big very quickly. And also the community. The Neo community is very, very big, very, very active. And it allowed us to sort of, because there wasn't as many projects on Neo, it allowed us to gain a lot more exposure a lot easier and a lot quicker than it would do going on Ethereum, for example.
Right on. Understood. Did you do an ICO, or how did you raise the money for all of this? Or were you crypto rich because you were investing in 2012 and you said, fuck it, I'm going to use my money?
Well, we partially funded the project at the start from like personal selves and through family and friends and stuff. But we did do ICO. We did do an ICO. Okay. It was over 13 months ago. And we sold the AVA token through that. It was predominantly a private sale. And it was just done to sort of, you know, distribute the token as much as possible and sort of obviously, you know, generate some funding, initial funding for the project. Now, what we have done recently is we have gone into an equity crowd sale. So we have recently been crowdfunding. This concept essentially allows us to sell the actual shares, traditional shares in the company, to the general public, excluding those, unfortunately, in the US and Canada and Japan. And we have been selling equity in the company through that.
You know what I'm really stoked about, and I've been thinking about this the past couple of days, is that more and more companies are coming out with products that I can use, and it's not even that I can use, that utilize blockchain tech, mostly in loyalty programs. I think this is like the low-hanging fruit right now until it gets more developed. But I'm starting to shift a lot of my day-to-day activities to blockchain products, and they're working fine. Yep. And when I was on your website the other day, I was just like, this is where I'm booking my hotels from now on.
Awesome. It's good to hear that.
So if other people were going to book their hotels, so if other people are going to use your system to book hotels, tell them where they can find the platform, two, where to find you, and any other information that you'd like them to know.
Awesome, will do. So yeah, you can find us on travala.com. You can find us all over Twitter with the tag Travala.com, Instagram, Telegram, CoinMarketCap, for example. Now, you can find me also on Twitter as well, on Telegram. I'm highly active. I'm there all the time for any questions and any issues that may arise. On the platform itself, we also have Ava, who is the chatbot. She will help you with any issues that you have relating to finding a booking that you want to find, you know, paying for a booking, or any issues that you have once you're at the hotel or once you have completed your stay. So we have a full customer service desk available there for any of the users who choose to book with us, or anyone that wants to inquire about any of our services that we offer.
Right on, man. And one last question. Are you profitable?
Right now, we aren't profitable, but we are generating revenues. They are increasing month on month. We are very, very close to breaking even, which is awesome, which is our goal.
Oh man, congrats, man.
Yeah, so it's moving together very, very well. And this is all focus point around one, gaining traction in terms of growth. And two, we are actually going to be moving into a Series A once we've completed the crowdfund to sort of generate a mass influx of capital into the company and also carry on pushing the growth that we're seeing. We're currently seeing an 80% month-on-month growth across all different metrics. Which is,
did you say 18 or 80?
80% month-on-month growth.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd request anybody who wants to check this out to just check out Alexa site info, and just see our website traffic, for example. it's crazy how much it's growing, and it's consistent every single month. Our bookings are growing, our revenue's growing. It's awesome to see this.
Right on, man. Well, congratulations on your startup success, and I can't wait till you break even. And good luck in the future of not only taking down Expedia and all these other big guys. And please, man, if you could do me one favor for the future, just kill it with the AVA token and not have so many pop-up ads.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Something that we're 100% staying away from. 100%.
Thanks, man. It drives me nuts, man.
Oh, same. There's so many issues with the current models of, you know, the mainstream channels, and, you know, we're mitigating all those risks and all those errors that they are
making. And if I could, and my last request for your site, man, because I'm going to start using it, is no emails, man. Like, oh, Expedia and all these other guys, they'll send you emails every day about travel things and places that you can go and hotel deals. It's like, bro. Relax. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. I've just looked. Yeah, no, we do have an email. We do have an email system in place, but it doesn't spam people. It just notifies them maybe once every week or 2 weeks. Just that, you know, if they visited the site and been searching, that they, you know, give them a little reminder that we are still here if they want to book. But I completely see what you mean. You know, booking. I get regular emails from booking.com when I've literally just searched something on Google.
Right. Exactly.
It's very annoying. Yeah.
All right, brother. Matt, thank you very much for coming on Crypto 101, and good luck.
Thank you very much for having me on, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Hey, everyone. I just want to take a quick break to tell you about San Diego Lunch and Learn. San Diego Lunch and Learn is Thursday, May 2nd at 12 p.m. Myself and Mr. Michael Nye will be teaching Cryptocurrency 101 at San Diego WeWork at 600 B Street. Go to events.xy.company to register, grab some lunch on us, and learn about cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. We also have a couple surprises for you while we're there. So hope to see you Thursday, May 2nd, 12 p.m., San Diego Lunch and Learn with me and your boy Nye. Just register at events.xy.company. Now, back to the show. Jason Goldberg, founder and CEO of OST. Welcome to Crypto 101, sir.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it, Matthew.
Brother, we go way back. I was on the OST podcast about a year ago, and you guys reached out and said, hey, you want to come on Crypto 101? And it's not even a favor. One, I'm excited and interested about OST and give everybody a 101 on it. And two, I had a great time on the show.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate it and really love what you're doing. And it's great to see, you know, the way you're educating and helping get the word out about, you know, what's going on in the space. And, you know, we love to see, you know, great projects blossom, and it's important for people to meet the people behind them.
Man, I really appreciate that. So real quick, before we get into OST 101, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I'm a 46-year-old entrepreneur living in Berlin, Germany, American. I've been starting companies for about 20 years now. This is my seventh company I've started. So I'm kind of an old guy in the crypto space. We have a pretty veteran team. We have 65 people on the team. The core development team I've worked with since 2008 across several companies. Some of my co-founders, Sunil and I, we've been at it, you know, again and again and again. We started working on a company called Social Median together back in 2008, one of the first really successful kind of social news services. We sold that, and then we built a company called Fab.com together, and we kept a lot of the team together from that. And we partnered with a gentleman named Ben Bolin, who's one of my best friends here in Berlin, was the lead developer of Hyperledger Burrow and early at Monax and Madesafe. And he's been like on the blockchain scientist behind and strategist behind what we're doing. And so, yeah, so we've been at this since 2016. Before that, we've scaled consumer internet companies, SaaS software, e-commerce. And, you know, we're excited to be in market with our product. 2 weeks ago, we launched OST Platform. And we'll tell you today what it's all about.
Right on, man. Congrats on the launch of the OST platform. Offline, you mentioned that you were born in Washington, D.C. You traveled quite a bit. You worked all over the U.S., New York, California. But now you're based in Berlin. Why the move to Berlin?
Yeah, you know, so I was running a company called Fab.com. Founded that company in 2010. It was a unicorn. It was you know, a couple hundred million dollars in sales. In 2013, we had operations in the U.S. and in Europe. And Europe was based in Berlin. And we sold the U.S. operation, and we held on to the European operation. So Fab.com was a design e-commerce website. And in Europe, we had kind of pioneered kind of this direct-to-consumer private label design furniture that we manufactured ourselves. And so we sold the U.S. Kind of company, came over to Europe to figure out what to do with the European. We rebranded that, called HEM, and then that was sold in 2016, and fell in love with the city and decided to stay. And I then founded a company called Peepo in early 2016 with a bunch of my founders from Fab and HEM. And Peepo was a group chat messaging app focused on helping influencers and people connect to find places to go, things to do, a lot of things around local travel. And early 2016, we just started developing the concepts that became OST, Open Simple Token. So, you know, so we had this idea for the Peepo app was, you know, we had, you know, several hundred thousand daily users, and they were, you know, real people were connecting with these very avid kind of bloggers and influencers who are like local celebrities, local heroes, especially in like the food and travel and kind of tastemaking space. And the idea we had from the beginning was to create a currency for influencers to be able to earn money by providing good tips and reviews, top 10 lists, itineraries. And so we wanted to create a kind of currency inside of the Peepo app. And we did a lot on the user experience design and kind of thinking through how that might work. And in early 2017, I spent a lot of time with Ben Bolin, who was really early kind of hardcore blockchain engineering here in Berlin. And Ben and I, we kind of just, you know, started whiteboarding and writing and trying to figure out what kind of technology we would need to put together in order to build this kind of digital currency inside of the Peepo app. And what we decided was there was an amazing opportunity to and need to not just tokenize one app, but to build the tools to help any mainstream application launch a branded digital currency to their users. And so we immediately pivoted the entire business towards doing so. We renamed the company, you know, Simple Token, which became Open Simple Token OST, is what OST stands for. And that's what we've been working on basically since the middle of 2017. We launched the OpenST protocol in September of 2017, which is basically, it's a protocol for creating brand tokens on sidechains by staking crypto assets such as the OST token on Ethereum mainnet. So essentially what it does is it enables any brand to create their own brand digital currency. So let's say brand X or brand Y, whatever it is, and to have their users to be able to hold and transact with those tokens, to kind of use our APIs and SDKs to map various in-app actions to trigger certain token transfers, have all that happen on side blockchains. So it doesn't have to worry about the congestion and kind of costs of a public Ethereum. And so it's highly scalable. And then we've created a second protocol called the Mosaic protocol, which then basically finalizes all those transactions back on Ethereum all at once. And so you can take like a million transactions at a time and prove them back on Ethereum. So rather than paying a million transaction fees, you can just basically pay one to prove all that happened on the sidechains. And yeah, so we've been building that since 2017. And so we built these protocols, but our goal from the beginning has always been to really be the bridge between, you know, mainstream and blockchain. And we knew that mainstream companies are not going to write to protocols. They are not going to, you know, write Solidity code, write smart contracts. So we knew from the beginning that we were going to need to build really easy to use dashboards, wallets, SDKs, APIs, UX guides, everything a company needs in order to plug the technology into their existing apps and, you know, safely and confidently deploy to their millions of users. And that's what OST platform that we launched 2 weeks ago is. We tested it throughout last year, kept adding features to it. And 2 weeks ago, we launched officially OST platform, which provides everything a company needs to be able to deploy their brand currency to their users on the OST sidechains without writing a single line of blockchain code. So it runs on our smart contracts using our dashboards and APIs. And there's several hundred companies that are currently plugging away to integrating it right now.
So just for listeners to have a reference to go back to, I did an episode with Holly Glowati about branded currency about a year ago. So if you want to listen to about all about branded currency, the future of branded currency, check out that episode with Holly Glowati. I just looked you up. You did a token sale back in December 2017, $21.7 million. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we, in order for the OST, OpenST protocol to work, we needed to mint a token that's used as kind of the base token in the protocol. And I'll explain what the token is used for. And so we launched the protocol in October of 2017, and then we ran the token sale for the protocol from mid-November to December 1st, 2017. And so we launched the OST token. And with the protocol, the way it uses the token is The base token is OST token is the base token both for staking to because you stake this value token to mint utility tokens. So you stake, let's say, the OST token to mint brand X or brand Y token on the side chains. And so the brand X brand Y token doesn't trade on its own. You can't sell it on Binance or transfer to anyone outside of the company's community or the user base. So it's protected. It's like, it's more regulatory, safe and compliant and less risk for companies. They don't need to worry about, they don't need to do an ICO. They don't need to worry about secondary markets. That's kind of built into our software. And then the OST token is also transposed onto the OST sidechains to use for gas on the sidechains, as well as used by what I mentioned, the Mosaic validators who are now looking over all the transactions happening on the sidechains and reporting back to Ethereum what happened. So there's a number of reasons why the OST token is needed. And it's and so those are three of them right there. And we have others that we'll be rolling out in the future too.
I like how you came in that you thought I was going to be skeptical. What I was going to say is that I'm really happy that you did a sale. And 2 years later, you rolled out with your platform and that you've been working for the whole 2 years using that money for good and you weren't a scam ICO and ran off with the money. So I was going to give you some props and say, way to go. And this I hope to see more companies like this coming out with their products after 2 years of working on them. Can Crypto 101 make its branded currency?
Absolutely. Any brand can.
How can somebody do this? Because I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great, but I want to make one absolutely right now. How would I do it? 30-second download.
Yeah. So the great thing is you don't even need the help from our team. You go to OST.com or you go to platform.OST.com. You go and register for the platform. Within minutes, you can mint your own brand token. You can come up with whatever brand you want. We've have a sandbox mode. So sandbox is like the test environment where you can test it all out. You can use our APIs and SDKs to connect it with your mobile app. And so you can have, and your website. So you can have an action on your website that triggers a token transfer for users and have people, use the spend and earn the token. And you can do all of that without writing a single line of blockchain code.
That's what I'm talking about. Cause I don't know how to write a single line of blockchain code. Companies don't care about blockchain. They don't give a shit about the 12 or 24 mnemonic phrases. They don't care about private keys and public keys. They don't give a shit. I don't give a shit, honestly. What I do care and reason why I'm here is because I like the ideas of the blockchain, the decentralized platform, the possibilities of the future, the corrections in maybe data manipulation or some of the situations that centralized systems is getting us into. But do we care how it really works? No.
No. Exactly. And so, I'll give you a great example of this. And what the technology enables in terms of trust, verification, in terms of interoperability is a really big thing. So we, for instance, last week I was with a partner of ours that's based in Singapore, a hugely successful business. I mean, and they have a rewards program today. And what they want to test with us on a blockchain is, well, today rewards programs don't talk to each other. But on a blockchain, if everything's based on, ERC-20 based tokens, you can have atomic swaps, people from one token to another seamlessly and easily. And what they want to test with us is, well, how do we create the brand loyalty of the future by enabling people to not just earn the currency from us, but giving them even more ways to spend it? And if they don't want the ways to spend it with us, they can always swap it for other things of similar value or other tokens. And they're helping us organize a test of lots of companies, doing this together to see do the users kind of value that interoperability. And that's what's awesome about blockchain, because that is something that we're then, now you can take the technology and put it towards an actual practical business use. Everyone listening to the show probably has some kind of airline reward program that they're a member of. That's the old way of doing it, is the airline give you these miles or points. It's a black box system. So what I mean by that is they control it. It's a rigged game that the house always wins. They decide when they want to change the value of the points, they can expire them. They can limit when you can spend them. When are flights available? So they give you these points, but they're not really worth anything, and they can always take them away from you and change the rules of the game on you. And you can't trade them easily to other things without paying massive kind of transaction fees. And only with the partners they kind of like take the points and give the money and all this stuff between. Well, put all that on a blockchain and create the future of brand loyalty. And the bet from companies we're working with is, if you're more consumer centric over time, you will win. It might seem crazy to open up and be more interoperable, but the ones who do it and stick their neck out and show that it provides more consumer value, they know they're going to be the winners in this.
Absolutely, my friend. So where can people find OST? What's your last plug for OST before we go?
Just go on to OST.com and learn all about the future of brand loyalty with the OST platform. It's live for anyone to use. Until April 15, it is requires you to request us to whitelist you. By April 15th, anyone will be able to just go on and immediately start minting their own brand token. You'll be able to use it in the sandbox environment, then deploy it on mainnet in the production environment. We have UX guides. You can integrate wallets in your iOS, Android apps that are really user-friendly. Users do not need to write down 12 words. They can just authorize transactions with their biometrics and with a very safe, robust security program. So really great stuff, really focused on the UX of blockchain and helping blockchain serve real business purposes. Follow us on Twitter, OST@OST.com, OSTDOTCOM. Check out our GitHub at github.com/OST.com or OpenST for the open source protocols. And my own Twitter is BetaShop, BetaShop. And I reply to everyone and talk to everyone. So please hit me up there as well.
Jason Goldberg, CEO and founder of OST. Thank you very much for coming on Crypto 101, sir.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Crypto 101. I want to say thank you to Travala and OST for coming on the show. Have a great weekend and look forward to Monday, where you're going to have Mr. Aaron Paul dropping it hot with some more great insider knowledge from entrepreneurs teaching you the skills to succeed as an entrepreneur or a startup in the crypto space. That's ICO 101 every Monday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you in future episodes of Crypto 101.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.